This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Pastor John MacArthur received some good news during the COVID pandemic. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Pastor John MacArthur and his church, Grace Community Church, received some great news. The church shared the announcement on their website. The post said, "We are glad to announce that we received a note from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health on Thursday, November 12th, saying that we have been cleared of COVID-19 outbreak. After a thorough investigation, public health officials have decided to rescind all outbreak-related requirements and restrictions on Grace Community Church. Pastor MacArthur and his megachurch have been the focus of ridicule and false accusations all summer, especially after the congregation resumed meeting for in-person worship services. They have been blamed for causing outbreaks of COVID, but even the Los Angeles Times has confirmed that there have only been 3 confirmed cases at the Sun Valley, California church." Representing MacArthur and the church, Jenna Ellis, said in a statement that 3 very mild positive tests among more than 7,000 people is hardly news. 0.0004 or 0.043% is not an outbreak. The LA Times and others' grossly misleading, fear-mongering headlines aim to mischaracterize Grace Community Church as irresponsible and a superspreader. LA County health officials claim that the church had repeatedly violated the public health guidelines to slow the spread. A Superior Court judge issued an injunction that forbade Grace Community Church from conducting, participating in, or attending any indoor worship services. That ruling also banned the church from having outdoor services unless their restrictions were going to be followed. When MacArthur stood his ground and continued to host services, he received an official letter that threatened additional fines and up to 6 months in jail if he continued to exercise the religious rights protected by the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause. MacArthur spoke about his stance to Fox News host Laura Ingraham, saying, "Of course, my biblical hero, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Apostle Paul. And when he went into a town, he didn't ask what the hotel was like. He asked what the jail was like, because he knew that's where he was going to spend his time. So I don't mind being a little apostolic if they want to tuck me in a jail." Even though they have received favorable news, MacArthur's legal battles are far from over. MacArthur says, "They don't want us to meet. That's obvious. They just want to shut us down. But we're here to bring honor to the Lord." MacArthur and his congregation have and will continue to stand firmly on their belief and biblical responsibility to stay open and host worship services as their First Amendment right. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.